There. You know, we were talking the other day, and you were telling me about the pasture and letting the cows run.
Mm-hmm.
And the hogs and everything. And you'd mentioned cotton. Tell me about growing the cotton here quickly.
Well, we used to grow cotton. Of course, this is not a real cotton growing territory right in through here, a lot like it is out in the plains, you know, out in the, on these open blackland countries. But we always have grown a little cotton here ever since I farmed a little. Always just plant a little cotton, cultivate it, get it and haul it to the gin and have a gin and sell it, you know. A lot of times the gins at town, you would just carry it to the gin and sell it all at the same time. A lot of times they used to have these little country gins out in the country. Used to have a gin out here at Baltimore. And they'd gin the cotton and then put the bale. It takes about 15 all the way from different kinds of cotton, according to how much it takes to make a bale. But the seed cotton, just like you pick it out of the field, it usually takes about all the way from 14, 15, 1600 pounds to a bale. And then you get about a 500 or 600 pound weight bale, you know, of the lint cotton. And it's put up in a bale, you know, compact, to where you can just haul it, haul three or four, several bales on a wagon, you know, on a, according to what kind of wagon you had, truck. But that loose cotton, just you pick it out of the patch, it's pretty bulky. You can't haul very much of it, you know, at a time, because it's, of course, now they got big old trailers and things. They can haul several bales at a time. It used to, we just haul a bale at a time. You just had what we call cotton frames on the wagon that we'd load it in, you know. Usually put the wagon in the field and just pick the cotton and just empty the sacks of cotton into the wagon right in the field. And when we get a bale, we'd haul it to the gin. Of course, occasionally we had cotton houses. We'd put it in the cotton houses, and then at our convenience, we'd put it in the wagon, you know, and haul it to the gin. I say wagon. That's mostly finally got to where the last little cotton I raised, we had trailers we'd haul it in, but most of the cotton I ever raised would haul in a wagon, you know.
What is a cotton house?
Cotton house is just like a crib or anything to put corn. It's just a building to put cotton in.
What was it like, yours, that you had?
Well, just a building, just a room. You know, it didn't have to be, and you usually put it near the cotton patch. You know what I mean, off in the field where you'd have your cotton, grow your cotton, you'd usually have the cotton house, tried to have the cotton house at the end of the cotton rows, somewhere in the vicinity of the cotton field, you know.
Did you plant it too thick and then get some
chop it out, yeah. They finally got planters that would thin it out to where they didn't have to do much hoeing it to thin it out. But, I guess they did finally in places we never did in here, we always had to, we called it chopping cotton. Planted along pretty thick, just along just an inch or two apart, you know, we just let it sow along the seed in the ground. And it come up, you just usually thin it out about a whole width apart. We'd call it, you know, about a hole was usually about 8 inches wide, about a whole width apart or two whole widths apart. Some people left it thicker than others.
When you did that, what about, didn't grass and stuff come up in it? Oh, yeah.
Now, in this country here, we had to do lots of hoeing cotton. We'd have to what they call second hoeing. You'd chop it and you'd kind of clean the cotton as you chopped it, get the grass out as you chopped it. And then just a few weeks after that, a lot of time we'd have to hoe it again. They call that second hoeing cotton.
And what would that get out, that second?
Well, you'd get all the grass and weeds and things that was growing up in it. And then that second time, a lot of time, the first time when you chopped it, you'd leave a little more cotton than you really wanted. So if it ever died out or something happened, then the second time you'd thin that out a little more, you know. You tell more about the thrifty plants and leave the, naturally we tried to leave the thriftiest looking plants in the cotton row, you know. And corn, we done the corn the same way. We'd thin corn too, you know. We planted it too thick, thin it most of the time. Of course, sometimes it didn't.